Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, man, though, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point fingers not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just strip to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off by leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence seems to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the spoons with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton in the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA agents. Everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Polishing up our act. And if you've been held down before, I know you refuse.
Oh, God is love, and don't you dare deny him. I'm your host this evening here on yet another episode of Black Power Radio. We're in the beautiful, potentially fair city of Washington, D.C. Of course, you may have your smartphone tonight and tune into Black Power Radio. There's one way back in the corner. It's got that dumb phone, and of course, he's tuned into Black Power Radio. You got your Android, your Paranoid, an assortment of connectivity to come to hear another episode of Black Power Radio. Now, some bought their desktop. I see a guy there with a desktop, and there's another one with a laptop. And back over on the sidebar, there's a guy with his drop top. But all of them are listening to Black Power Radio tonight, and we're happy to have you on board. Sheikh Ali, ma'am, Akbar here, rocking us some Has America Become the Valley of the Dead Dry Bones of Ezekiel? Well, you say, well, what kind of topic is that? Has America become the cornerstone for the building of death or instant death syndrome? What is the chain of command? Who or what is the commander-in-chief at this hour? Is death just riding shotgun today? Or is death the navigator of this new phenomenon? Now, the Spartan County, South Carolina administration is known to have 15 body bags in record time. Well, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, we confronted old wooden tooth Chuck Wrongright. And he says to us that we are killing white folks here in Spartanburg County as well. But with a record of 15 in record time, it's hard to tell. But according to him, they kill white folks there in Spartanburg as well. So now, to this end, now, is this ease? Is this a cliche of early instant death syndrome, or is it real? Are we disproportionately affected by the early onset death syndrome in the United Snakes of America, or are we misdiagnosed? Are we given an assumption? Are we talking shit? Are we crazy as fuck? What is going down with this death syndrome, and why are they referred to as the dead dry bones in the valley of the dead dry bones of Ezekiel, who raised a great army in his time, checked the Pharaoh of his time, and defeated the Pharaoh of his time? Are we prepared to defeat Pharaoh? Or are we going to go along and get along in this hour? Well, we got our Master Chief of Staff is out there tonight, and he's in the middle of the rumble, been rumbling straight 30 days straight without letting up, and keeps his foot in the opposition's behind. He ain't let up yet. I'm going to bring our National Chief of Staff, Brother Azrael, to rock. You know, he's going to rock that mic for y'all tonight. So welcome aboard, Brother Azrael, and you are live on Black Power Radio. Black power and a strong black military that is black. Peace and blessings, my brother. Power to we the people.
Freedom of death, freedom of death, freedom of death. And death
freedom
of
death,
bond.
Freedom of death, freedom of death.
Black unity, black strength, black honor, black power, all power to the people, black sovereignty, black nationalism, and yes, after 500 years of what has been done to us, black supremacy, it's just that time. So getting on the subject of Chuck Wright, wrong right, you know how we do it. Hey, look, dealing with South Carolina, Spartanburg, this corrupt, I'll even say more than corrupt, but dealing with Spartanburg, South Carolina, dealing with that law enforcement or so-called law enforcement agency. Hey, look, I am not letting up on this two-time colonizer, this white devil. Let's address him exactly as he deserves. Through his actions and his conversation, he is nothing short of a white devil. He is not a devil, but the devil of Spartanburg, South Carolina. With all that he has under his command, he still chooses to oppress and repress our people down in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Well, I don't know how you feel about that, but the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad and our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, we are not, will not tolerate this oppressor and this colonizer any further. We will not tolerate him violating human rights, civil rights, nor constitutional rights when it comes to our people any longer. And we will continue to put boot on the ground till we get answers for our people. 15 body bags coming out of one institution, and that's just those within the past 2 years. Who knows how many body bags have truly been coming out of Spartanburg? 15 is just the latest count, but I am sure, I would be willing to bet that there's triple, quadruple as many body bags rolling out of Spartanburg, North Carolina or South Carolina Detention Center, and at the hands of law enforcement. We have it on good authority that this colonizer, this white devil, as he deserves to be called, has been corrupt for years, for decades. I don't even know how long he's even been on the force, but I guarantee you, ever since his inception, he has been nothing but evil, nothing but oppressive and repressive for our people down in Spartanburg. And if you're listening, Chuck Wright, I know you probably have informants, provocateurs, whatever you want to label them, probably tuning in, listening to the show right now. We could give two shits. Just know that when we come back to Spartanburg, all bets is up. We have come to you respectfully. We have addressed the issues. We are doing everything the proper way, protocol way, legal way. But if you choose to step out of bounds, we will be the ones to check that cracker ass and put them right back in bounds. And I'm not just spitting empty threats. I'm not just speaking on emotion. I'm not just speaking just to hear myself speak like we have so many do. But we intend to follow up with actions. In fact, we will follow it up with actions because we, in 2023, are no longer moving on just verbal threats or moving on egoism or pride. When we put boot on the ground and we put boot in your ass, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. So we're going to get some help with that piece tonight, man. We're going to go right in Spartanburg and pull up the Queen Mother and talk black. She's going to talk black to us about what's happening on the ground in Spartanburg, what progress we have made so far, and give us some spiritual advice on what we need to do in the future of Spartanburg. I want to welcome to the airwaves via Brooklyn, New York, our beloved Queen Mother, Beverly, Black Power, and you're live on Black Power Radio. Bye-bye.
Black Power, peace and blessings. Peace and blessings to everyone.
Black Power and peace. Bless
you. On the line. Well, I mean, I haven't heard from nobody. I mean, I believe that we were heard, but it's still no response. It's still no response. So, I mean, I'm still at bay. Still on pause mode. You know, I mean, what can I say? I mean, ain't much I can say. I'm just here, waiting as we all are. I mean, they got us on pause, and I mean, I can't go in there, force them to tell me nothing. I mean, release the video. They said that what I was told, it was the Attorney General has it. Chuck Baumright said it. Christopher Pratt said it. So, I mean, what can I do? I just got to wait. We have to wait. I mean, I can't go up in his office and just take it. But, I mean, it's not discouraging. It's not discouraging because I know who's in charge. You know, sometimes we just have to stand still and just be still and let God do what he do. That's my basically all I got to say. And let's just stay unified. Let's just stay unified and keep the focus and the purpose. You know, my son is not going to go in vain. So we're just going to take one day at a time. That's all I can say. Peace and love.
Peace and love, beloved. And know that Christ the Messiah said, peace, be still, as he began to organize against the opposition. He said, you are against us or you are with us. So we know that one that was with us is our Minister of Justice, the Honorable Dr. Critical Truth Bay, was right there in Spartanburg and has a gavel-to-gavel update as to what's taking place and what's going to take place. I'm going to welcome to the airways our beloved Dr. Minister of Justice, Dr. Critical Truth Bay. Black Power, Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power.
You're live on Black Power Radio, Black Power.
All right, power to the people. Black Power
All
always.
Power to people.
Well, we're on the heels of our visitation on February 20th. At Spartanburg Sheriff's Department, where we have eye-opening information concerning their lack of policy and due process. So here, Black Power Radio, we're going to lay out the plan of action of what we ought to do what we're going to do, and what will transpire. According to Chuck Wright, he said it's been out of his hands since the investigation of the murder of our beloved LaVell Lane. And what they're planning to do is wait for SLED, that's the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, that has been taking the investigation of his death since day one. So as we had went to the office to ask for answers, one of the main things, as we mentioned before, was that they have no protocol. They have no written policy to give to the public. They stated they do have policies, but it's not for the public. And yet that finds very disturbing, Black family, as to how you are a public servant without any public policies for the public. Can somebody answer how that makes sense? Well, Black family, it doesn't. So what our next course of action, as we wait for them to cover up their tracks, and that's just what it is, while they say they're still investigating, that has nothing to do with the evidence that they can share with the immediate family members who are currently suffering the losses of our loved ones. But again, they make up their rules and laws as they go. Black Power?
That's right, Black Power. To us, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, given the black drop.
That's right. Right. So what our job here as Panthers is to make sense out of no sense. And so we're going to assist them into making public safety safe again. Right now, the way it is, Black family, especially for our family in Spartanburg and Orangeburg and maybe any other South Carolina county in which there is no law for these race soldiers to detain, to snatch, to kidnap, to violate our bodies without due process. That's basically what the state of South Carolina has before us. So we have two departments that we're going to reach out to, that we are going to address, that we're going to request to come to the table concerning not only LaVell's case, but Jamal and Darius and many of the 12 other victims of this wild west syndrome that they have. OK Corral, Cowboys, however you want to call them, they damn sure ain't not protected and serving the people. So what we mentioned months ago was the South Carolina Fraternal Order of Police. After our recent findings, we need to correspond with this particular body because they are the ones that make the decision on what police officers or sheriffs under the state of South Carolina, what their rules and regulations are. For those who may not know the function of the Fraternal Order, their main function is to organize with lobbyists in Columbia and Washington, D.C., and look out for the well-being of law enforcement. That's right, Black family. They have a whole organization that's there to protect the interests of law enforcement. And what does the South Carolina Fraternal Order of Police actually do? They actually support legislation, Black family. That's one of their main functions. And what we're going to do is go over some of the six pieces of legislation that they are going over, but yet we yet to see legislation concerning what their procedures are in revealing how they operate. Operation Transparency, Black family, that's the name of the game. We need to know how you decide how to police us. So one of the legislations, and before we do that, let's introduce the main members of the South Carolina Fraternal Order of Police. And the president of that order, his name is Terry Gainey. Terry Gainey. So his job is to run all of the Fraternal Order's misdealings, cover-ups, support for law enforcement, and this protecting the actions of having these soldiers, these race soldiers, not able to have badge numbers or badge name tags to identify their person, they're actually doing away with that. So if you think you don't know who the person that is asking for your ID or detaining you or shackling you up, it's because they're protected, or they will be protected more so, on not identifying themselves. And that alone is a no-no, Black family. And then we have the Vice President, Casey Canterbury. He's the Vice President of the South Carolina Fraternal Order of Police. Then we have David McClure, who's the Secretary. And then we have Mike Peake, Sergeant of Arms. Then the next three officers, and this is about seven-member body. Dale Jones, who's a chaplain. And when I tell you, this chaplain, who's supposed to be, I believe, a man of God in their eyes, looks like anything but that's just my opinion. Fact could be later. Then we have the past president, Jimmy Nixon, and the national trustee, Jerry Wright. So Ganey, Canterbury, McClure, Mike Peake, Dale Jones, Jimmy Nixon, Jerry Wright, and then there's two others, Terry Anderson and Tim Troxell. These are the nine members that make up the South Carolina Fraternal Order of Police. Now, when they do support legislation, if you look at scfop.org, that's scfop.org. There you can see all of the members and who they are, what their job is as far as the backbone for South Carolina law enforcement. They have been supporting law enforcement for over 40 years. In South Carolina. They formed in 1977. That is the birth date of many important figures as well. And so for 45 years, they have reigned terror without rhyme or reason. So let's look into the six pieces of legislation that the Fraternal Order of South Carolina supports. One of them is the Social Security Fairness Act. And what this is that they support fully to restore the Social Security benefits for law enforcement by repealing both the WEP windfall elimination provision and government pension offset, GPO. And the pension, Black family, is the key word I want you to keep in your mind, pension, because that key word is what's going to change everything. So the second piece of act is the Public Safety Employer-Employee Cooperation Act. And what this is, it guarantees the rights of public employees, such as sheriffs, police officers, to bargain collectively with their employees over hours, wages, and conditions of employment. So if they are working under deplorable conditions, Fraternal Order of Police steps in and say, hey, we need to have better conditions for our law enforcement to continue to slander and torture Black people. So that's one of their functions as the Public Safety Employer Cooperation Act. Now, the next piece of legislation is the State and Local Law Enforcement Discipline, Accountability, and Due Process Act. Ooh, due process. That's a beautiful word. Now, due process, if you know Black family, is actually the accountability factor on if they are doing or following their codes and procedures on their own laws that they are supposed to follow. And as we see with 15 dead body bags, there absolutely is no due process when it comes to the Black man or woman. So they believe in the Bill of Rights and the Bill of Rights for law enforcement. We will cover that on another segment. But if you have time, I want you to look up the Bill of Rights for South Carolina law enforcement. It is very, very interesting. And one of the points that we want to make with their Bill of Rights is that they don't have a Bill of Rights towards the citizens that they are supposed to police. The fourth legislation is H.R. 964, and this is the Law Enforcement Officers Equity Act. And what this is that it covers the salary and retirement benefits of all federal law enforcement. So that includes the state, the county, and the city. Then they have the PTSD initiative. So yes, they do believe that law enforcement officers go through PTSD. Now, what type of PTSD that they're going through in order for them to continue their terror on citizens, that's something that they cover and protect. And the last is a pension reform. Remember I told you to keep that word pension in the front of your noggin, because that key word, Black family, is how we are going to regulate these race soldiers into due process, is their pension. If we do not focus on the retirement benefits, and that's what law enforcement focuses on, is their benefits. If we start adjusting their pension and they have to pay a fee or a fine that affects their pension that comes straight out of their retirement plan every time they have a body bag of a Black person without due process. One of the disturbing things also we found out on February 20th is that they are equal opportunity murderers. That's right. So Chuck Wrongright himself has mentioned, well, it's not only Black people that we kill white people also. So with that being said, white folks, if you have a empowerment group that wants to support you, they may want to look into that, because there absolutely is no discrimination when it comes to the killing of a citizen from law enforcement. So there you have it, Black family. These are six of some of the legislation that the South Carolina Fraternal Order of Police follows. Now, what we would like to do is add another piece of legislation to that support, and that is the Anti-Black Hate Crime Bill. That's right, Black family, a bill that they have no choice but to follow along once it's implemented. So that's what we would like to see for them to follow. Now, last but not least, I will also mention another very important group other than the South Carolina Fraternal Order of Police that we will be working with, along with Spartanburg County, so they can regulate their rules and regulations for the citizen, is an organization or agency called the Justice Action Network. And you can look them up, justiceactionnetwork.org. And some of the staff members, again, is a small body. It is an eight-member group. And this eight-member, what is their function? Their function is to actually supervise legislation. So that means they are to regulate the city codes, the state laws and procedures, and oversee the procedures that FOP is supposed to implement. So their mission primarily, and I will actually name who they are, it's not too long ago in 2015, their mission was to expand and drive forward the building of the criminal justice reform effort in the United States. So that means that they play a critical role in passing more than 120 laws across 20 states. So it's not just South Carolina that the Justice Action Network focuses on. It's 19 other states. And they actually help lead the fight for landmark federal First Step Act and Fair Chance Act. And this also pertains to regulation of law enforcement. So they employ a wide range of education, advocacy, and mobilization efforts to pass bipartisan reforms to make our criminal justice system smarter, fairer, more efficient, and more effective. Now, these are not my words, Black family. This is straight off their website according to their mission statement. So it'll be interesting to know that this eight-member body, what is their take, or how would they feel to find out that Greg Satterfield, as well as Chuck Wrongright, admitted that there is no public policy for the citizens to know how they are supposed to be, or how their police is in their community. So two men and six women that are on this network. The first, the executive director, is Jenna Butler. And then we have a brown skin lady, Imani Chetair. I believe she's probably of Indian descent. She's the deputy director. Then we have Laura Cressai, both of who are European. She's also a deputy director. And then we have another European lady, Diana Radmaker. She's a community director. Then we have John Wilcox, the administrative director. And we have Noah Bean, who's a state policy manager. Then we have Jenny Catching, state policy manager. And then we have one, that's right, one sister, black face on this group. Her name is Sarita Senkin. And she's the event manager for the Just in Action Network. So what we would like to do specifically is to point out Sarita Senkin, who seems to know what black people need, what black people want, and what black people are going to achieve. And these are the two networks, black families, the South Carolina Fraternal Order Police and the Justice Action Network. These are the two bodies that we will see that will implement laws and legislation so we can get some answers concerning Spartanburg's policies and procedures. And there you have it with that update. I know it's a mouthful, but I need you to research, black family, these two entities, because they are the ones that are going to implement the laws that we need. That way, no other family will suffer the tragic consequences of what we are going through with our beloved Lane Reese family. So with that being said, I want you to follow through, continue to follow us as we address the Spartanburg County Council March 20th, and see what the county has to say concerning this lack of due process and policies and procedures. So with that being said, power to the people, black power.
Black power.
Black power, all power to the people. And we thank our National Minister of Justice for giving us such a detailed report and a detailed update. I'm glad all praise to the Lord. We've got our National Minister of Defense, and we've got our Chairman of Sierra Leone waiting in the midst to speak. So we're going to keep it moving right here at Black Power Radio and go to our if you have to stop leading this guy, where the hell is Black Lightning when you call on it? So we're going to go right on out there. We got a hell of a Black Power Radio. We got Brother Alfred Cisse is coming out of Sierra Leone, and he's out there looking for Black Lightning. He may be over in Gambia or perhaps in Cameroon, but we know we got Chairman Alfred Cisse in Sierra Leone. Man, this is an awesome man, awesome chairman, and Black Power, Brother Alfred. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Yes, I'm so happy to be here today as the chairman of the New Black Panther Party on the Check Your Akbar here in West Africa. I govern here in West Africa. I'm so happy, you know, our next Black Power Radio here today. I've come with, I'm ready to participate, to at least to give my own take. As of now, I want to stop here and see that my senior comrades here, let them flow. I will later contribute greatly because I have lots of things to talk about. As Nigeria election has ended today, and they are expecting to get a good result there. You know, the next president in Nigeria is Pan-African-like, a man that wants to do a great thing. So I have lots of things to talk about, but as far as for now, I will stop here. I'll allow all of my senior comrades to flow, and I'm wanting for them. Black power.
We be getting right directly back with Chairman Alfred Cisse out there in Sierra Leone in Africa, in West Africa. We're bringing it up, raising it up at 410-210-209. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio tonight. Black Power, 410.
Black Power, Chairman Imam, this is Brother Haki. I just was listening in to you, brother, and I appreciate you and your work and other callers and the sister who just spoke. So I'm just listening in to the wisdom and keeping the liberation movement moving forward. So I just want to say Black Power and thank you for all that you all do.
Thanks, Brother. Brother Haki is one of our strong Black activists, regional Black activists, right here in that DMV. We call it Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. We're going to skip D.C. until it becomes a state. We're not going to give them no butter to put on some bad bread. And we know what a state is, and we know there ain't no state called no district somewhere. That's just this little city that got silly leadership. We got a lady senator that got put in by the Ku Klux Klan for winning a case for the Ku Klux Klan. Then when the Klan got in power, they immediately nullified her vote. To show you just how thankful, how grateful they are to Negroes for pushing the Eleanor Holmes Norton button for Senate and then telling her she has no vote. So we're going to bypass some of that, Brother Haki, but we love you so much. Thanks for tuning in here tonight at Black Power Radio. Now, maybe now we can pick up our National Minister of Defense should be there. Black Lightning, I know you're there. Be there, be square. Black Power. Where are you?
Black Power, Black Power.
Oh, you're
can you
Black
unmute
Power,
your lines
Black
out there?
Black Power, welcome to the airways and Black Power. Black Power?
Black Power, where there's a will, there's a way. I don't know, man. My phone died on me, but I say, you know what? There's only one number that I know by heart. It just happened to be 515-605-9889. Every Sunday and Monday, 8 p.m. National Chairman, thank you. I appreciate you always. We're like the Skipper and Gilligan, except for this Skipper ain't going to get us stranded on no desert island, see? This Skipper here, he going to navigate through the murky waters of this BS that we go through and make sure that we are trained up like pit bulls and we bite. No, I'm just kidding. we bite if we need to. That's a good pit bull. See, pit bull ain't going to bite the mailman. See, good pit bull going to bite the burglar, you know, and that's what we're here to sing. What? All right, I like them sound effects. All right. We got a shout-out to the hip-hop fraternity. Looks like they are bringing it up strong out of Atlanta under Ken Ivey. With the help of our beloved Minister of Justice, our genius at hand, and y'all know who I'm talking about, Ain't Nothing But the Truth Bay, Sister Ain't Dr. Truth Bay.
Black Power.
I thought we was going to talk about Africa, but y'all talking about the South Carolina thing, so that's cool. We'll kind of blend them two together in a minute here. See if I can put it in the gumbo. Because, see, when we were taken from the motherland, stolen from the motherland, and we were brought to the South Carolina shores and different shores to do chores, bars. So, I mean, it's like that's the root of the tree. We got the root of the tree being the motherland. And then as the branches grow and they go out in different directions and they go even into different countries and stuff, remember what the mother and father told the kids when a long time ago, take care of your brothers and sisters. And the father would say, take care of your mom, take care of your brothers and sisters, you know, while I'm gone, you know, going to work or whatever, you know. Take care of your brothers and sisters. So now, just like in the Bible, when they had the Tower of Babel, and everybody went in different directions, had different languages, you know, And I guess over 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Dirt, we done kind of brought that trail back together. You know, all roads lead back to one sometimes. So, and united, we are stronger than ever. So I would say the motherland, the brotherland, and those that were here long before anybody got to the shores of America, to do the chores of America. So I'm just saying, we, the people, it's good to say we coming up stronger, but they coming up stronger after us, against us, because they want to see what mom and daddy going to do. I mean, they want to see what brother and sister going to do, because mom and daddy might be gone right now, you know what I'm saying, in the motherland, the brotherland, you know. So here we are stranded over here on our own, and daddy said, what daddy said, take care of your brothers and sisters, right? So, I mean, so what they do, they walk over and they smack the shit out of your sister in front of the brother. See what you're going to do. You know, see what you're going to do, you know. It's like, yo, you're supposed to be there. Well, you're supposed to stand up. You're supposed to stand up and defend her, you know. You're supposed to fight back. You're supposed to fight back. Not supposed to let nobody attack one of ours without knowing that they've been in a fight. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, now that we got Chuck Wrong right down there in South Carolina declaring murder on anybody that's come through his walls, well, I think that's a goddamn lie. I think that's just what he tell us. So, yeah, we kill white folks, too. Yeah, I bet you do. You kill the white folks that was friends with the black folks. Or maybe you kill the white folks that was not down with your Confederate ways. Who knows? All I know is the majority of the body bags without even looking. And I'm sure the vast majority of the listening audience would already know it's more of us than anything else in them body bags. You know, said they bringing out of South Carolina the jails down there. So you don't even want to go in there and get. Matter of fact, what we were talking about earlier about another episode that happened in South Carolina where some of our comrades were abducted by those slave runners for no reason other than just being there. And what I was going to say about that is that without any due justice process or anything, just to be run up on by race soldiers and then told that if you don't take the inoculation, then you won't get a phone call. Because some of the people told me that when they were behind them bars down there, they were told they couldn't even get a phone call without taking a shot. So it's like, our people stand fast because we already know who's back there. We already know which one of ours is. In other words, we ain't got to bow down to them. We ain't got to take their shots. We don't even need a phone call because our people outside already making phone calls. So I'm just going to say this to wrap it all up is that the motherland, they didn't take all of us. They didn't take all of us. It was some of us that could outfight them, some of us that outwore them, some of us that just faster. So now that we've already learned their ways and taught them ours and forgotten, like I say, the Tower of Babel, where we forgot who we were. We forgot, like David slew the lion and the bear, to show him who he was before he came on the Rome, you know, Roman soldiers, the giant Goliath, to show us who we were. So we forgot who we were, who we are. We forgot who we are. So just unlock that which is already fired up inside of you and let that fire come on in there and flame it on all the way up and join the New Black Panther Party for self-defense Cruiser7000@gmail.com. And hit us up on $77Bakers so we can put some mean green in the black machine and keep the keep it rolling till the doors fall off, till the wheels fall off.
Okay.
You know, and that's $77Bakers. And I am
$77Bakers.
$77Bakers. B-A-K-E-R-S. A black revolutionary. And I'm not
black,
a happy slave.
Black
I am.
And we have a very special chief for us tonight. We have our state and regional chief of staff on the ground in Spartanburg giving it up. Brother CJ is live with us tonight. We want him to come live and greet the audience and give us his update. Black Power, Brother CJ, and welcome to Black Power Radio.
All right, I'm going to hold this minute. All right. I'm going to talk to you. I'm on, at work. I'm on break. But, yeah, I've been kind of busy, so that's why I couldn't really, you know, get with y'all. We're going to try to start something back up with the Keisha K taste, case.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's right. You might well give them, some of the audience may not know who Keisha Tate is, Brother CJ.
Yes, my cousin. She was shot through her door while she was fixing dinner for her kids. And guy that lived near her said he was target practicing. He shot through the door. You know, they had a few words, and he shot through the door. She told him to stop. And him being in a state of mind, he was drunk, and, you know, he shot up through the door in front of her kids. And, you know, they still trying to let that man out.
That's right.
And so we're going to, you know, try to get that law changed, you know.
That's right, brother.
Yeah.
And he tried to tell them that it ricocheted from the target and went through the window and hit her. But we investigated to find out that he shot her directly, and he moved from a manslaughter charge to the murder charge that he had with no bond. He recently gave him, I believe, a $100,000 bond or something on that order.
Yeah.
We're still working against that system that the white nationalists with their Confederate flag waving are trying to let this guy Lucas off the hook. Yes, sir. They're trying to let old Wooden Tooth Lucas off the hook. We're trying to put him black on the hook. As justice must prevail, and no one is above the law. Is that right, Brother CJ?
That's right. See, I've been, like, investigating. Me and a couple of people been investigating some other cases where they have, like, black people, like, they have charges for drugs, get more time and higher bonds than people that are charged with murder.
Yes, sir.
And I don't get it. And I questioned the solicitor about it. She couldn't say anything. But when she heard that Black Panthers were coming, she got kind of scared.
All right.
And I told her, said, you know, I can't help what happened because, you know what, you don't care nothing about us because if you did, you wouldn't be trying to let this man out. And then you continue to get these people these high buns for drugs like they kill somebody, and you have people killing folks and doing all kind of stuff, and you letting them out. Just like not long ago, my nephew was arrested, and he calls me, and he said they're arresting him. He said they brought, like, was it how many calls? 5 to 10 calls, something like that, car loads of police to the house to get him about a dog. And I say, a dog? About a dog? I say, what's wrong with it? So then I called down there, and I asked him, I said, what's the problem? They said that he was choking a dog, and they had pictures of it. So then my niece sends me a picture of the dog. You know, wasn't nothing wrong with it. And then the dog went to the vet, and the vet said, wasn't nothing wrong with it. So I called the police back, and I said, well, you tell me, did you have all these police force? There's a whole police force out here to get this boy about a dog, but there was nothing wrong with it. And you have a person repeatedly calling y'all about them shooting a gun or somebody getting killed, and you don't even show up.
That's some strange things going on in Spartanburg County, Gaffney, and that whole region. And that's why I strongly recommend that black people arm yourself or harm yourself and look seriously at taking the management of the state of South Carolina. For we much better, and we the people will be safe for the first time in the state of South Carolina. Because right now, we are not safe. I bear witness. We're not safe in the state of South Carolina.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I had to argue back and forth with them people. You know, I'm like, don't make any sense. And then one of the police officers in there was saying, yeah, that don't make sense. Say, you are exactly right. They say, because we saw that. They said it's not right. And said they was getting ready to quit. You know.
Well, they haven't doing much. If they're there with that Chuck Wrong right, that administration, and, mm-hmm. and Dr. Bay is doing a critical analysis and doing a thorough Black Panther investigation on this piece as well. So I want to get a brother that goes with us there frequently. Brother Maurice is right down the ground in North Carolina, but he comes to South Carolina because he takes his region very seriously. Thank you for joining us tonight, Brother Maurice. Black Power, Black Power. All power to the people, Brother Maurice, you there? John on with it. Yeah, Brother Maurice over there. It's pushing and keep it clicking. We got Brother Will should be out there in Baltimore. We got Baltimore online. Black Power. Baltimore, I introduce y'all out for a minute till I eliminate the sound. Black Power to Brother Will out in Baltimore, Maryland. Right there, live.
Black Power,
Brother Will. You can talk black to us, Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
You talk black and strong, Brother Will. Give us your Baltimore update. Baltimore update. Black Power. As we go.
Black Power. Back
to our chief of staff. Go ahead, Black Power.
Black Power. Hey, look, I'm Brother Will, and the thing I'm trying to do out Baltimore is do some recruiting and get some brothers off the streets so we can stop this self-hatred, this black-on-black crime they want to say we doing. Try to get out the way so we can start coming together. Trash, liquor stores, and unfortunately, sometimes it helps, sometimes it don't, but we got churches on every block. People not at a standstill. We need to be out here doing something for our community like we used to back in like the 60s and 70s before everything got messed up. But that's all I need to say. Black Power.
Black Power again, Brother Will, and we thank you for holding the line in Baltimore and opening up new avenues for black revolution in Baltimore, and then begin recruiting with some of the best that ever did it and some of the best soldiers. Marsha Eddie Conway that came out of Baltimore. One of the longest standing prisoners came out of Baltimore. In that same state, it housed H-Rap Brown, Imam Jamil Abdullah Alameen, and many others. We're going to flip to our chief of staff and pick up Alpha since he's safe. The chief of staff, Black Power, brother chief of staff, Black Power, brother
Edgar,
rocking the
Black
your goddamn mic. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. Hey, look, as I stated earlier, it is just that we are no longer in 2023 going to still subjugate not only ourselves, but have our people subjugate to the tyranny and the oppression and repression of white supremacists. All of these race soldiers, the wolves and sheep's clothing, and we're even going to be checking our own people if necessary. We're going to be holding our own people, because if we can't hold our own people who go against the grain accountable, we have no business trying to hold the oppressor accountable. So we have to hold everyone accountable, and moving forward in 2023, that's exactly what we will be doing. If you're moving funny, we're going to check that ass. If you're moving against protocol, against standard operation procedures, we checking that ass. And just as quickly, likewise, if you think for a moment, colonizer and oppressor, that you are going to be abusing our people, regardless of the situation, we're going to check that ass. If you think that you're going to violate our people's rights, their human, constitutional, or civil, we're going to put boot on the ground and put boot to your ass. Black Power?
Black Power. We're going to pick up right there, Brother Israel, and go to our African representative out in Sierra Leone. We hope Brother Chairman Alfred C. Day is still online with us. Black Power, Chairman Alfred. We've got the update. Yes, sir. Hope you can get it. Okay, Brother Alfred. All the piece right there. I may have to give him another hookup. Brother Alfred, he appears to be there. Let me reestablish connection. Plant on that line and pick up Alfred right black. Or he'll be on a redial, putting Brother Alfred on that redial. Right, we read that with it. No, he ain't far from the line. Brother Alfred C. Say, see if we can pick him up. We might have dropped him out of sight. You know you're out of sight. Oh, my, my. See what we got to do to get Alfred C. Say back. All black. And we got Brother Yusef out there in Nairobi, Kenya. We got a good surprise for y'all tonight. We expanding, y'all. We stretching all out in Africa. Gambia, Azania. And we rolling up into Ghana. Oh, yeah. You think we just see a black boots on the ground. And the Africans are coming strong with their move out there all over the continent. They're letting on a nightmare to Donald the Duck Trump. Yeah. It's a continent with many countries. Ain't no country called no Africa. No shit-house nation. We got multiple nations in a big continent, the biggest continent on the planet Earth, and you talking about some nation. Man, my, he's called numbskull brain Donald Duck, and here comes G.W. Bush. Oh, you mean you got blacks in Brazil, too? Well, you goddamn right you did. Shouldn't have to get Condoleezza Rice to tell that numbskull brain that we got Brazilian black people, and we got black people on every inch of 196,940,000. Square miles of the planet Earth. We had explored the whole thing before he left. This cave dweller left the cave with his paleolithic, cannibalistic, savage mentality and Mediterranean idealism, spiritualism, sexuality, and his crazy-ass diet. Oh, we about to leave him alone. we're going to have to get Alpha Cisse back or black on the next round as we go right on down. We're about to rumble here. Who's that trying to rumble? I can hear you, but I can't quite see you. We're looking up and down, and we're putting black boots right black on the ground, and we're going to pick up right now at our National Minister of Justice, Black Power. We're black with you in Los Angeles. We got the east side reaching out to that west side with a whole lot of pride in our Dr. Critical L Race Truth Bay, Black Power.
Black Power. Well, I wanted to piggyback on some pertinent information that our Chief of Staff, Asriel, had submitted a couple of days ago. Very important information on how the police is supposed to fill out an incident report. And I just want to run down a few key notices on what they haven't done, especially in the case of Lavelle Lane, that number one, the department has to enter the name of the agency involved in the incident. Number two, they have to enter the agency's unique number or incident of the pursuit. Number three, they have to put down the date of which the incident occurred. And number four, they have to enter the name of the officer involved in the pursuit. And number five, there's actually, let me see how many it is. 32 requirements in order to fill out an incident report. I'm just going to go with the top five. Number four, they have to name the officer, enter the name of the officer involved of the incident. And number five, enter the badge number of the other identified officer and also any other officers involved. Now, I want to lay on number five. This is signed off by Chuck Wright himself, okay? And this is a recent how-to fill out an incident report. Now, I don't know if Queen Mother's still on the line, but I want to know if there was a badge number anywhere in any report that was concerning Lavelle or the officer.
No.
No. Absolutely not.
Absolutely
well,
not.
Well, just that right there, they violated protocol and can be called on that. So I encourage you, when we go, all bets are off. We're going to expose all of this.
Absolutely. So we are going to draft a detailed report. This is why here our department, as far as the Black Panther Party is concerned, we don't just have lip service. We will have documents to present as far as what should and should not have occurred. So this is how we fight revolution, Black family. Without the paperwork, we can't move forward effectively. But because we not only are going to be detailed in legislation and paperwork, that they have no choice but to respond to their own rules and regulations that they are not following. And when they don't follow it, then we have to just do accordingly. So at this point, we want to make sure that every listener, Black family, anywhere that you are, you must demand respect through paperwork. Some way, somehow, they have to have a written receipt on their offenses, on what they're supposed to do moving forward. We cannot do the jibber-jabber. This is not what we do out here. So I want us to follow suit on the procedures on how we are doing things and let that be known as a proper protocol moving forward. So this is going to be a solid case, Black family. They said our beloved Lavelle Lane did not lose his life in vain for us to sit idly by and allow these race soldiers to continue their World War III on our black bodies. What they are going to do is toe the line, one way or the other, because God is the one that's in control. He's the one that has the last word. But he commands us to do the steps needed in order to bring justice once and for all. So I'm really proud of our team as we move forward, and we will seek the answers. And we ask that you not sit idly by as a spectator, that you be currently involved one way or the other in allowing justice to be served. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power.
we couldn't even look at the hoops we had to jump to just to get Christian Evangelista, the arresting officer's name, his first name.
Yeah.
We do all the while his last name. We had to jump through hoops and firing hoops. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had to jump through hoops with the flames going around him just to get his first name.
Right. Right. And they told us we had to fill out a Freedom of Information Act. Let me tell you something, Black family, for those who may not know. What is a Freedom of Information Act? I'm going to pull this up right here. The Freedom of Information Act is a request form in which you need to find out pertinent information on any agency. It is a law that gives you the right to access information on any federal government agency. I repeat, the Freedom of Information Act, if you haven't used it in the past, you can go up to FOIA, FOIA, as they like to say, FOIA.gov, and it tells you in detail what this document is supposed to do. Now, what disturbed us and what they told specifically with their backbiting is that because we were persistent in requesting a simple answer of the identification, basic identification of their law enforcement officers, for them to tell us, and this is straight from Satterfield, as well as Billy Paris, the undersheriff under Chuck Wright, that we had to fill out Freedom of Information Act in order to find out the full name of Evangelista. And that right there, my friend, is how they fucked up. Simple as put. So we are going to fight fire with fire through legislation and power and policy, and we're going to come out victorious. So follow this story as we continue to concentrate. Also, we don't want to let up the state of Mississippi. Also, the state of Mississippi, as they have been ruthlessly shooting black detainees in the mouth, that's something that we also have to bring up as well. What is their policy and procedures concerning arresting anyone? And I'm sure they have the same response with no type of public policy for the world, for their citizens to know how they are being detained. So we have a lot of work to do, Black family, but we're on the right track as far as getting some answers. Just stick with us, be involved, be proactive, and we are going to come up on top. Power to the people.
Right. Black power. I would also encourage all of our listeners, and even if you aren't a regular listener, to become well familiar with not only your civil rights, your constitutional rights, or your human rights, but get familiar with common law. That is the only law and true law of the land. Should they move out of law, they're doing nothing but hanging themselves. But it is your responsibility as a black man or a black woman to not only know your rights, not only know your law, but to teach this to your children and your grandchildren, to educate family members on these things, because they're not going to tell you. And when they don't tell you or you are unaware, that gives them every more of a reason to act the way that they do. But I can assure you, as the National Chief Justice had shown us, that moving in proper paperwork, and as I have shown you, knowing the law, you can check that process every single time. Because once you know the law, once you can articulate the law, and then on top of that, use and enforce the law, they don't even want to deal with you. They don't want to have no kind of interaction with you. Their whole demeanor will change once they see that you know law. once you know your rights, once you know your laws, they treat you in a totally different manner and move differently.
That's right.
Once they see that they can't do that bullshit with you. So I encourage you, Black man, know your rights, know your laws, and don't be afraid to flex them, and don't be afraid to use them. Because nobody loves you like you love you. And we have to protect ourselves, and we have to protect each other as a Black nation. We all we got. They're not going to help us. There ain't no white savior going to save us. They're not going to help us. So we have no choice but to help ourselves and then help each other. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power. We thank our Master Chief of Staff and our National Suggestion for being just on point, that demonstrating that we could do the management level of government much better than anything in the whole state of South Carolina. I will assure you, they're not even close to the brilliance of our management staff. They're not well-read. They're not well-studied. They're not well-trained. They're not well-disciplined. And they're just in the goddamn way. You tell them that came from Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar. Now, I'm not a pupper or an upstart. See, I'm not green. This is not my first rodeo, because I've been around this for at least 50 years, going in and out of these systems. Well, most of it was as a chaplain, but I was so observant and so well-studied and so well-learned. Every case I ever went on, I said, are you the attorney representing today? No matter what state I was in, including D.C., are you representing the client today? Because the brilliance is going to show up, and the numbskull head is going to show up as well. And we just had somebody join us out here at the 252. We're going to see what's happening with that 252. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. Hope I clicked them in. 252, you're live on Black Power Radio. And you can talk Black. You can talk Black to us tonight as you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power, go ahead and talk Black. I hope I can get him in there. Black Power, 252 at 622. You can tell us who you are and where you're calling from. See, 252, you just joined us at 252-622. You're live on Black Power Radio. Yes, sir. Do you know we're talking to you? Yeah. That's one of them infiltrator lines. One of the guys trying to do the cruising by. It might be one of Chuck Wrongright's fellas. He looked like a Chuck Wrongright caller. Oh, yeah. We busted him in the midst of their iniquity. And they ran on down the goddamn. Huh? Well, we caught the picture of your ass. We got a snapshot on the drive-by. Go ahead to 443. Let me see, 443 and 420. I think that's somebody in our network. We're in the middle of the rumble, and we can let any one of you pick up anybody that had that pressing issue that you must do your best to get it off your chest. You can drop it like it's hot. Black Power? That's right.
Black Power. Black
go ahead. Rumble, will y'all manage for me for a minute? I'm cooking some great fried fish and fried fowl for the family right now, so y'all can rumble with me until I get out the jungle. Black Power?
Black Power.
Today, my youngest daughter, Andrea, y'all know her. She works from 7 to 7. She do a little security. And she usually do our homework. She works on weekends on Saturday and Sunday, just like my husband does. As a matter of fact, they work for the same company. And Andrea works up there in Duncan Moore, where Midway was, where LaBelle was a resident at their facility. So when LaBelle passed, she kept his Facebook page open, which is Laz, L-A-Z, L-A-N-E. And she called me boo-hoo crying. I said, Andrea, what's wrong with you? What's the matter? She was on his page, and one of his friends, when he was in college, when he was in Howard University, posted him dancing. Lavelle was a goofball. I say that all the time. He was a happy-go-lucky. Put his one of his theatrical days on his page, and she looked at it. And you know, this here, what they're doing to my family, what they're doing to us, it's not fair. It's not fair.
No.
I mean, Andrea's 20 years old, and you know, no one deserves this. No one could ever be prepared for anything like this. And Belle and Andrea was close. He was my youngest son, and she's my youngest daughter. And they had a close relationship. He turned 30 January the 5th, and she's 20. Her birthday is in September. But I say that to say this. You know, dumb people over there in that jail, they have these legislators, these judicial people. They have no regard for people's families, for people's loved ones that they have taken and slain and murdered. You know, when my daughter called me, it hurt me. But I didn't cry because I tried to encourage her and tried to turn that frown up into a smile. I tried to detour her from those feelings. I was telling her, I said, well, Andrea, you know, Bell is silly because he made a silly face at the end of his little dancing he was doing. He was calling himself, like these girls shake their butt, he was calling himself twerking. And she put it on share screen, these iPhones. You could share what the other person's phone was looking at, and she shared it with me. I seen it. But I tried to encourage her. And, you know, I don't get no encouragement from these white people. They not encouraged. These white people have not reached out to my family under no circumstances by call, text, letter.
None.
Email,
nothing.
And then when you step to them, they're very arrogant and disrespectful, rolling eyes, closing doors in our faces, telling us, I mean, no kind of respect.
Arrogant.
No disregard for my son's life.
None. Mm-hmm.
And this girl called me today, and that's my baby. She's the youngest of nine. I have nine children, whoever don't know on this line. I have nine children. My oldest is, she will be 43 years old Wednesday. Andrea is the baby. She'll be 21 in September. Lavelle was number 7. They took my kids, but I had to stay strong for my daughter today. And I just wanted to share that. That these pink people, these crack people, these white people, these devils, these demons, they still have their children. They still have their nieces, their nephews, their grandchildren.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just sad. You know, it's hard, man. I'm not even going to use the word sad. It's hard dealing with this on a daily basis. And the reception that we got when we went to the Spartanburg Detention Center, and then we went to Chuck White's office. But we didn't back down. I felt good about that. We didn't back down. We didn't back down until he showed up. Thanks to Brother Akbar. Because he demanded.
That's right.
That fat man, that fat man was shaking like he was in the North Pole naked.
Billy Parrish. Oh, yeah.
So
we're going to do a lot more shaking than that, I promise you that.
You know, we accomplished something because we rattled some cages and they know we here. Not that they know we were there. They know we here. And I appreciate it. Power to the people. I just had to get that off. Hear that.
Right on, Queen Mother. We with you. We with you.
We stand with you.
I know you do. God bless you. I know you do.
That's right. So we only just started. We only just started, Black Family. So I'm telling you, if you want to know how to get accountability in your town, the first things first is to be persistent. But you must come direct. We cannot go name calling and hooping and hollering. You got to have a specific request, Black Family, because we're intelligent. We are intelligent. You understand? They like to pretend that we don't have any brains or anything. That's why they keep disregarding everything that we do. But we are the ones that set the standards, Black Family. Somewhere along the way, we just haven't implemented the things that we need to do. But we got to really get on point, Black Family, and start organizing in a sensible manner that's making sense. We got to tell them Black Power in a way where they have to respond. And I promise you, the way that they caught us, remember the race soldiers, the slave catchers, when they started out in 1786 and they had to disband after 1850 when slavery was abolished, they turned into the police. So what they did to us when they began, these were elected people, these slave catchers. They were elected officials in their town. They were either the carpenter or the tax man or whoever they felt was good to ring in law and order. They didn't have no rhyme or reason. They had no rules or regulations back then. They were just people chosen by their community to say, yeah, we elect you to catch these niggas, these runaway black folk, no matter where they at, they roaming in the street, to return back to their plantation owner. That was their job. They had an oath. They had official title. So this is how the police law enforcement began, was through slave catchers. So just as they asked us, where was our papers? Where are your papers walking through these woods? And when we didn't have anything to produce, they would just give us to the next plantation owner that they feel that we belong to. They didn't have to know for sure that we were owned by anybody. They just said, hey, niggas, you can't be running around here without us owning you. So that's how they started. And now they morphed into a place where we now got to ask for their papers. Where are your papers to even patrol me, to ask me such a question? What's your identification? You see, Black Family?
They would not give it. That really baffled me. That really blew my dad on dreads off my head. I just didn't understand it. I'm surprised I wasn't bald head when I left there. I'm surprised all my hair fall out, because that I've never heard that in my entire life.
Never.
Mm-hmm. You have to fill out a information form to get your name and your badge number. Where is that written at? What is that? And then she said, I don't have it. I don't have to. And then
that's
they
right.
said they're putting in place where they don't have to have badges no more. She said
right.
that as well.
Right.
But you
know, right.
you stop me and ask me for my driver's license and I don't give it to you, you're going to beat me bloody.
Beat me that. Mm-hmm. Beat me down. Mm-hmm. That's
or
right.
Death. Sorry to interrupt you, Tuve, but you know what you just said about the slave and them asking us, asking for the papers running through the woods? That's the same
Where
thing
you
we think? Did to them.
That's right. That's right.
That's the same. We just flipped it. And they blatantly refused. But
you
I
too.
Got a copy of every. I got a copy of everything, and we got video. See, stuff when it's tangible, when you can touch it, and when you can see it, that's concrete. Because word don't mean nothing. Because a liar will not carry, so word don't mean nothing. But we got some tangible stuff this time.
That's right. That's right. They're going to have to answer to that. I promise you, they're going to have to answer where their paper's at, and they have to produce. They have to produce, because one thing for sure, Black Family, and this is not going to be a secret, so if you want to know how to win law enforcement over in your town, you hit their pension. That's why I say take that word, you break it down, you make T-shirts, you make flyers, cut the pension. Because that's what they should have done, Black family, in the case of Breonna Taylor. Let's take Breonna Taylor's case, per se. Had the activists, Black Lives Matter, I'm going to take them first and foremost, because they like to be hashtagging names. They all over the place. But ask them what law or in legislation did Black Lives Matter implement? What school did they make? None. So this is for Black Lives Matter people. What they should have done was attack the pension. And a lot of them, they know. That's why you can't trust every black face now. A lot of them, they're in cahoots. They have relationships with these law enforcement. So while they up here trying to march in the street and stuff, they behind the scenes plotting their next move on the oppression of black people because they get paid for distraction, black family.
Right.
Believe me when I tell you, the art of distraction is a art. It is a profession. You got people getting paid big numbers to make sure that black people don't seek justice. That's why
That's
we can't roll with just anybody that says black lives this, black lives that. You got to see for yourself what they do. And if it walk like a duck, talk like a duck, we ain't trying to catch ducks right now. We trying to catch live activists to make some changes. So we're not falling for the okey-doke on this side of the plane. Now, if you want to fall for the okey-doke and go on the other side over there, over here, we're going to have accountability by any means necessary. However long it takes, and it's not going to take long, I promise you, after we're done with this. But Spartanburg, they done showed us a lot. They done set the way, paved the way for us for accountability, and that's a good thing, black family. So we just got to be consistent and follow the procedure. But make sure you ask for their papers.
Black
power.
Black power. Dr. Tupac.
I'd like to read some. Go ahead, Gwen.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Dr.
Oh,
Tupac.
Okay.
She hated one her there, but she stood her ground. They did not want that lady from where she come from. They wanted her to go back where she came from.
That's right.
She is a powerful black anointed sister, and I appreciate her, and I'm glad all of you are in my life because you give me strength. God is the authentic minister, but he placed people in our lives to help guide the way. You know, he placed people in my life, and I'm talking about me, myself, and I'm going to tell you about Beverly. He ain't never failed me yet. So
I know
there's no stone going to go unturned. I already know. But that mustard seed is me. I got it. I got more than that, but I'm just going to use that parable. I have much, 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 much more than that.
Power to the people.
Power
and,
to the people.
And by the end of this, a black family, they're going to have some name, not only name tags, but they're going to have some business cards. Yes, sir.
They're
going to have some business cards. Black power. Because when you ask for these race soldiers for ID, you ain't even going to ask for ID. Can I have your business card, Mr. Race Soldier? Because I don't feel safe the way you're talking to me. And if they can't produce it, hit their pension. You see, that's how it's going to work. So we're not going to play any games on this side of the aisle. We're going to give you the blueprint straight up, and I dare somebody. I dare somebody to try to penetrate that. Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Black power. All power to the people. I want to read some legislation, some laws real quick. And again, this goes back to what I was saying earlier. When you know the law and articulate the law, and use the law, they don't want to deal with you. So I'm going to give a few quick tidbits. And again, this information, I encourage everyone to go on Amazon and purchase this little handbook. It's called Common Law Handbook for Jurors, Sheriffs, Bailiffs, and Justices. So this is a book that they use.
Wait a minute. Can you tell them to say that one more time? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I had to get a pen. Wait a minute. I got the pen and paper. Say that one more time, please.
Okay. The name of the book, and it's $5 on Amazon. It might be like six, but it's like $5 on Amazon. It's called Common Law Handbook for Jurors, Sheriffs, Bailiffs, and Justice. That's the name of the book, and it has We the People on it. So,
all right.
I want to bring everybody's attention. It's called Consent of Authority, right? And this is what they claim to be. They claim to be authority. Is that correct?
That's right.
So,
sure do.
So let's see what the Constitution says about authority. We read in the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That they are secure in their rights. Governments are institutions among men, meaning they derive their just power from the consent to the governed. Any authority or servants have to be of our consent. If they act outside their authority, they are subject to criminal charges under U.S. Code 42 and 18 and liable for damages under U.S. codes and common law. And common law is the only true law of the land.
Yeah.
That's the first part, right?
That's
also,
right.
Their power, again, comes from our consent. So if we do not give them consent of authority, that means what? They have no power over you. You have to give them consent of authority. Again, it is consensual. If you do not recognize their authority, they don't have any over you. Black Power?
Black Power. Let's say that again. That's right. That's right. We can't allow them to continue on
Black Power.
Is this book by David E. Robinson?
It has the National Liberty Alliance. It looks like a little white book.
Uh-huh. Is that white people all around it?
That has George Washington, James Madison, and the Mother Devil on the front of it. Yeah, that's it.
Well, I'm finna order it right now. Thank you. I'm going to order right now. Be here on the first. Be here Wednesday.
And I encourage you all, when you get this book, and our brother in Maryland, I don't know if he's actually picked it up and thumbed through it, but when you go through and you read these pages in this book, you will literally, your jaw will literally drop. Like, what in the... I ain't going to go there, but y'all know what I mean. Because the deception and the perception is real, y'all. They have done such a good idea or gone through good lengths to screw us over mentally. And you can even see that in the paperwork. Even when you get court paperwork or court documents, once you see this book and read this book, it's going to show how all of that so-called having coming from them is fraudulent. I tell you, when I first opened this book, I was mind blown. Still mind blown by some of the things that I find in this book.
That's right.
Black Power. I was thinking that we have people in these areas, especially in South Carolina, where we should think about while we're protesting the injustices that have been done and gathering up steam
And should I would say to check with the churches even to see about having our own little town hall meetings so that we can elect our own county officials and city hall officials, board officials in different wards. And I think we got, it sounds like brother chief of staff there got the brains to with the knowledge of the laws, and maybe we could all try to do this. This is what I was thinking. Each chapter, see if we can find somebody who can run, and we back them. But since we're concentrating on South Carolina right now, especially as a reparation state, we might as well see if we can fill all of those chairs and get some of those officials demoted, dethroned, put out of their official capacity, whether we vote them out or go to the governor, like the mayor had said, we got to go to the governor. Let's go to the governor. Let's have the sheriff that if he ain't going to do right, if Chuck Do Right don't do right, then we gonna have to get him up out of there. We have the by the time the smoke settles, some of them might be fired, you know, for their incompetencies. Yeah, they're incompetent. So some of them could be very well fired. And we have our own people. What I'm saying is we're rallying up steam already. Why don't we get us like the brother chief of staff down there in South Carolina, CJ, smart brother, run for office. I know there's a brother down here, but we're concentrating on up that way, you know. And whoever is interested, because I'm thinking that's we should fill those seats. That's the bottom line. Fill those seats with our own people, incorruptible, and by the people, for the people, our people, black power. And I'll land on
that. Back to the people.
Here goes another one for y'all real quick. And this is going to shock you, I guarantee you, because when I read it, I was like, I had to read it about 3 or 4 times before I could understand it. So, all codes, rules, and regulations are for government authority only. Human creators in accordance with God's law. Okay, here's the law part. All codes, rules, and regulations are unconstitutional and lacking due process. And again, all laws, rules, and practices which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. And this comes from the famous case of Marbury versus Madison. Legislators simply don't have the authority to rulemake where rights are secured by the Constitution and are involved. There can be no rulemaking or legislation which would arbitrate them. Again, that comes from another famous case, Miranda versus Arizona. And that law is especially broken down within this book. I'm not going to go get into that because it's just long. But again, y'all, this is going to be the best $5-6 y'all spent. And I encourage y'all. Hey, look, Brother Will from Maryland, pick up that book and read it. I encourage you all. Pick up this book and read it. Make this a part of your I actually, when I had a vehicle, I got into a car accident long ago, but when I had a vehicle, this was one of the things that I kept in my vehicle. I had an actual whole binder full of laws. So if I ever got pulled over, ever got detained, ever had any issue, all I would have to do is refer to that book. And I tried this book. I have used this book. This book will get you out some situations. Again, once you know your rights, they don't want to deal with you. It's high and by at this point when they see that you know your when they see that you know the laws and your rights. So again, I can't say enough about this book. Go pick it up, study this book, put it in your vehicle, and keep it with you. Hey, never know when you're gonna have to use it. I tell y'all.
So, well, I didn't place my order already. I placed my order.
There you go, Queen. So here we go. Under U.S. Codes 42 and 18, when you are detained, Lavelle Lane was detained. When you are detained without your consent for violating a statute, you have just been kidnapped. You've just been what?
Kidnapped.
And if the judge sets a bail, he just set a ransom. And when the prosecutor confirms the charges, he has become part of the conspiracy. And you can put the conspirators in jail and sue them for damages. It's all about jurisdiction and consent. Hey, look, I'm going to leave it at that. Y'all just need to get this book, Black Power.
I'm just ready for March.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Hey, look, I'm gonna reach out to a lot of comrades across the states, and we're gonna make something big out of this. Again, I am about setting examples. One of our major problems as a people is when something goes wrong, we never make examples out of individuals or organizations. The second part of that is we don't defend once we have established something. I mean, we can establish a church, a business, an organization, or we could put a person on a pedestal to lead the masses. But after that's done, you know, we don't protect them. They get assassinated. The things that we build either get destroyed or they get commandeered by the oppressor. So one thing about this is we have to learn to defend what it is that we build and what it is that we set in place. So I'm going to reach out to as many comrades as I can possibly reach out to have them down in Spartanburg, South Carolina, because if they were afraid of our, what, how many of us was it out there? Was it 10 of us? If they fear 10 of us being organized, imagine what 20 can do. Imagine what 30 could do. Imagine what 50 could do. It's that time, y'all. We got to put all boots on the ground, and we got to put boots to that
ass. I'm down.
Black power, most definitely.
Black power.
Yeah, let's make that black powerful.
Black power.
Well, we can everybody listening in, you know, we chip in on these vans from coast to coast. You know, we got people willing to make the rides, but we got people out there willing to dig in their pocket and make this happen. And that'll be at $77Bakers, and I guess hashtag bus for us, Black Power. And as far as the delegates and city council members that we could put into place, we're already out there. We can just bring them to the podium and have the people know who they are, bring them to the churches, and the people know who they are, and bring the cases to the people, put the county on blast with the people, and make the people
Black
out
power,
there
Black power,
feel aware
I agree.
What's going on.
Black power.
Black power. Black power. I agree with that, Brother Dolomite. The only thing about that is this. When we do that, when we go before people like Chuck Wrongright, when we go before these city councils, when we go before these mayors, these district attorneys, these judges, whoever we go up, we can't be up there sweet-talking the white man. We can't be up there dilly-dallying and tap-dancing all around the issue. We got to come to them in a respectful manner, in a disciplined manner, but a straightforward manner. In a straightforward manner. Not kissing their ass, not allowing them to overstep or overtalk us, not allowing them to compromise or beat about around the bush about what we're requesting.
Somebody need to
mute your line. Because the day for sweet talking this oppressor and being timid and letting them overstep certain bounds and not respecting our authority, hey, that's back in should have been back 2020, 2019, but still goes on, but not in 2023 with
so now
this
we
new Black Panther Party.
Them. We campaign against them, you know, even in their own yard, you know, campaign against them. The ones that are not going to, the ones that, now, when we were up there, some of the black city council members seemed like they might be all right. You never know. But sometimes they don't be because they want to play ball with the opposition to the point where
with those types.
They don't really talk to us, you know. They talk to the opposition and whoever the opposition talk to. That's who they talk to, you know. Like the so
well,
I'm just saying we need to go to the neighborhood, go to all the neighborhoods just one by one and do some grassroots campaigning and put somebody that's already out there in them seats. You know, like put Brother Ty Nitti, Brother CJ, Chief of Staff, Brother Maurice, a different one, you know, also some smart intellectual brothers that got the well-being of the neighborhood and of our people first at hand. So if I was living up there, I would run for an office. So we are a party, and party means what? Party means a political party if we want it to be. You know what I mean? We ain't Republicans. I mean, Democrats or Republican. Yeah, we ain't Republican. We ain't no Democrats. You know what I'm saying? See, we the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And like, it's just stress self-defense, you know? You have a legal right to defend yourself from any attacker. That's what I usually tell police, you know, when they want to get, when they want to act like that, you know? So, a couple of incidents that I had to take care of. But, I mean, I just let them know. I'm not sitting on no ground. I'm going to stand right here like a man, you know what I mean? And do whatever you're going to do. But one thing we ain't going to do, we ain't sitting on no ground. You forget that. But anyway, a ticket and a cab ride home. Yeah, that's all. You know what I mean? Wasn't from no station, though, from holding your ground. And like you say, I ain't give him no permission. They have no authority over me. He ain't got no authority over me. You know what I mean? Because I ain't give him no permission. And one thing I love, I hate, when I say I love, but I hate it when they ask me, where you going, where you coming from, all that shit. Excuse my language. Well, yeah, no. Where you going? And I got, hey, I got some sarcasm. Everybody know I got some sarcasm. Hey, I got jokes on the fly. I usually tell them I just let them. I tell them, your daddy just, your daddy's still working that graveyard shift, and I just left your mama house, and she can't cook worth a damn. No, I told one cop that. But anyway, that way you ain't got to tell them nothing. Say, look, I ain't got to tell you nothing. Say, where I'm going is none of your business. You know, simple as that. So if I'm speeding, write a ticket, you know. Because if not, all my weapons are registered to me. So, Black Power, I want to stay focused on putting one of our people we need to fill up as many of those seats as we possibly can. You know what I mean? I think, like you say, be disciplined when we go up there and have our chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, delegate the way, and chief of staff, you can go over whatever, you know, points that you're going to put in there with our,
I'm
in our round table, whatever.
Now, that means so much to me. I'm so pleased I have your permission to speak.
No, I'm just saying. I know how you're going to bring it, but I'm saying let's bring it to them however y'all work it out. And then everybody else, the point being is you have two delegated speakers, right? And that's it. That's it. And then the discipline of everyone else should be like a parade rest. You know, parade rest, but we do ours in the front, basically, and just sit there quiet. Got your mask on, maybe you got your shades on, you know, and everybody just, you know, standing. Ain't nobody sitting. Ain't nobody come to spectate. You know, we all came as a unit. You know what I mean? We got people at the door, just like they got people at the door. We got people on the outside, just like they got people on the outside. We got walkie-talkies. Well, we
Black
don't need walkie-talkies because we got
Black
it all.
Power.
Black power.
Black power.
There's our main speaker right
and
there, national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, and he should always be addressed as the national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar.
Thank you so much.
At all occasions, whatever venue we are at, we should always announce our master teacher. That's a good word. Our master teacher of 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Dirt, Sheikh Imam
Black
Akbar,
power.
Back from the fish fry. Black power.
Black power.
I am.
You said appreciate all of it. And I was listening very attentively. And we will bring our strategists to
power to the people.
The undisclosed locations, and we will keep that in the, you know, in mind of what we have to do. But certainly, everyone has the right idea is to remain cohesive, remain united, and stay with our points and remain vigilant. And do not let the opposition off the hook. These crooks will not be let off the hook, and we will keep some fire under their no good cracker behind. So at this time, we still have a few more points. Is anybody out there? I'm trying to get this brother. That 252, did you come Black 252, 622? Are you Black with us? Now we can move on from 252, 252. You're live on Black Power Radio. You ran the last time. I don't know.
I think that's my
United Black Power activist, or he with the United Snakes. I'm not sure who he is. It's like a crow dad running through the audience.
That 252 be my niece Laverne. She might not want to speak. She might be just listening.
Okay.
It's 252
is Laverne. Actually, Laverne, you can speak up and say that. Is that Laverne or 252622? Okay. Were you here with us? We just want to make sure it wasn't the opposition just laying around, lingering, trying to ear hustle and whatnot. But we all good.
That ain't
good. That's not her. At the 252 on what reason because of 252
is from where?
Oh, no,
North Carolina.
Okay, that's still a 252 is up in North Carolina. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, we can rumble with that. We can rumble with that fact, and we will pick up with that a little bit later. But nevertheless, we have had an eventful show, and we have had a lot of information go across the line, and we've done a decent interchange because we'll be right black here tomorrow on Black Power Radio for our Monday night show from 8 until 11 p.m., and we're going to rock the show because you know what we do. We have the most informative radio talk show on the Internet, on your smartphone, dumb phone, Android, Paranoid. And some of y'all snuck it on your laptop backdrop and your drop top tonight. But we all enjoyed ourselves tonight on Black Power Radio. And there's no more to be said. If there's more, then we give you more of what you listen to your Black Power Radio for. And we just happy as hell to be here with you and glad that you chose Black Power Radio because you could have went to that bar mitzvah. Oh, yes, you could have. Went to the golf tournament. Yeah, some of y'all wanted to go play tennis. Oh, you say you participated in the tennis tournament? Okay. But you chose to be at Black Power Radio tonight. And hope to put this tape out for all to hear and know that we were successful, at least in stage one of our operations in Spartanburg, South Carolina, Gaffney, South Carolina, up and down North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, D.C., Delaware, and anywhere else on 196,940,000 square miles. From Atlanta all the way back to Texas, from L.A. to the Bay, from Diego, all the way up to San Francisco, Oaktown, Vallejo, Fairfield, everywhere in between, Washington State. You know, the Panthers wrote that theme song up there in Washington State that we used earlier tonight. That Asada tune comes right out of Washington State. So don't you think that these Panthers ain't going coast to coast and that we ain't got no revolution in Washington State. And there's somebody else out there. We're going to have to get Yusef on tomorrow. But he'll be black, and we're rolling out in Nairobi, Kenya, rolling out in Sierra Leone, and we don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. Not at all and
black
not
power.
At all. That's right. And we're reunited, we stand, and divided, we fall. And we ain't going for it, not at all, not at all, not at all.
Not at all.
So we're happy everyone came in tonight. Oh, Brother Haki, that's what it was. Brother Haki is up in Baltimore. This is a long-time revolutionary. He's been doing revolution more, I guess he's been doing revolution longer than most of us has been alive. So I just wanted to hear from him if he's still with us. I can see you lit up out there, Brother Haki, and give us that whole handle, brother, because he's got revolution in his bones, his backbone, in his pinky finger. He's full of revolution. In fact, revolution, his cup runneth over. Back power, Brother Haki. Still out there. Hope we can pick up 410-209 at 410-209 at 410-209. You're live on Black Power Radio. Oh, if I can get him. Sometimes they have to redial in when the mic is stuck. So with that said, staff, do you all have any more for our vast listening and participating audience tonight?
Get that book.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the book, okay.
Yes, sir,
that
yes,
was
sir.
The Queen Mother who said that. Huh? Go ahead.
Yeah, that was.
Want everybody here to get a book? Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Queen Mother. Explain
yes,
the book.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. It's called, again, Common Law Handbook for Jurors and Sheriffs, Bailiffs and Justices. And what this is going to do, black people, this is going to break down them laws that them sheriffs, those judges, those jurors use. And I tell you, I promise you, that once you read this book, you will be dumbfounded. But you will have a better understanding in knowing who you are, knowing your constitutional and human rights. And again, I've said it twice, thrice, four times already, that once you get this book, and there are a few others out there, there's a few other comrade books that goes to this book, but this is the one I use the most. But again, once you know the law and your rights, once you can articulate your rights and the laws and then use them on that colonizer, that white devil, hey, look, I have tried it and tried it and tried it and used it, and I advocate for it. Once you know these rights and laws and know how to use them and can articulate the devil and that oppressor, cannot say anything to you, cannot even address you. It's more or less high and by. Black Power, again, that book is called Common Law Handbook. Black Power. Hey, Akbar, call that 252 number out again.
Okay, you got the 252 you're talking? That 252-622-1428. 252-622-1428. Not spoken up.
And again,
not responding.
To be addressed as national chairman, please. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. And as we know, we give you more on what you listen to radio for. We got Brother Maurice may have something on redirect. Anything on redirect, Brother Maurice, you're there. Black Power. Anything on redirect in your region of North Carolina? Go ahead, Brother Maurice.
Yes, sir. I just want to. It's not
the speaker. So, okay, go ahead. You're about to come one more time, Brother Maurice, out of Roxborough. Person count.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
Black Power.
Oh, yeah, I said,
real clear.
I just want to say Black Power. And I said, we're not asking for justice no more. It's time for us to take it. So we definitely going to get justice for these families. And if they won't give it to us, we're going to take it.
Black Power, that's right. Absolutely, Brother Maurice. And that is the fulfillment of the vision, the prophecy, the vision of the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King said they won't give it liberation, the justice, and all inalienable rights and, you know, all forms of what you call liberation. And you want justice for that and truth going here and there, and thou shalt not kill legislation to help the protector. He said, if you want that kind of liberation, then goddammit, you're going to have to take it. He said, they're not going to give it to you. Goddammit, you're going to have to take it. So you got to take over these things and let King and Dr. Khaled and Malcolm rest a little better tonight, knowing that justice is on the way. If you ever get at the end of your rope, tie a big knot and hold on. And know that help is on the way. And Black Power all the way. Brother CJ, did you have anything on redirect, my brother? My brother. We're trying to get in there. Brother CJ, I don't know if he's still there with us. Can you copy that, CJ? Sometimes the speaker will go lame. If you don't use it, they'll have to almost redial to get it. That's the way this studio is set for some odd reason. But nevertheless, Brother Will, anything on redirect? Yes, sir. Brother Will.
I'm all good on what you said, what I need to say. I need to be out here recruiting and linking up with other organizations that's boots on the ground, see what they got going on, so I link together. Get us going in the streets. Get the ball rolling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother Will, you're in the right town, the city of Baltimore, the charm city, the city that reads, the city right there in the midst of all that Philly, New York, and Washington, D.C., Wilmington, Delaware, all of that Baltimore rhythm. Brother, you're right in the midst of it. And we know we got lots of work to do in Baltimore. And we'll be there to team up with you, brother. We'll be there to block your call. And most of all, we'll be there as a team and a unit with Black Panther Party. Thank you, Brother Ken, for all your great contributions you're making to the growth and the development of this new Panther. You don't know what the Panther looked like. Never been seen before. With that said, Queen Mother, you can take us to the top. Let me see. Did Justice Department have anything before we leave there tonight?
No, everything was said. Let's go get them bastards. Power to the people.
Let's go. No
power
good
to the
bastards.
Black power.
Take it away, take it away, the Queen Mother. Our Los Angeles, now we got the Queen Mother right there in Gaffney, right in Spartanburg, right. South Carolina. You can give it, you can drop it like it's hot, like power.
I just want to close with what I usually close with. United we stand, and divided we fall. And let's just take it to the top, man, because, you know, down below ain't where we want to go. So we just got to do what we got to do because they're not responding to being civil. I'm not saying for us to not be civil, but y'all order that book. Order that book. Order that book. I can't say it but so many times. And I'm going to repeat the name of it. It's Common Law Handbook for Jurors, Sheriffs, Bailiffs, and Justices. It costs $5. That's all. $5 $1 bills. 24 quarters. Get the book. I ordered it.
Less than a cup of coffee.
That's right. And we'll resume tomorrow. Y'all have a peaceful slumber. And God bless.
God bless you too, Queen Mother.
God bless you. Likewise.
God bless you too, Queen Mother.
Every heart, please say together, Amen, Amen Ra. Amen, Amen Ra. We thank the Queen Mother for all those who are in that way. All black
Pan-Africanists.
Amen, Amen Ra. All black Pan-Africanists, all black activists, all black activists that are working the cause of we the people. You know, we've said it all tonight. Whatever we can say and whatever we've said, our beloved brother Marvin Gaye.
control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
be brighter.
By the old slave master, and it's convert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you out of your damn mind. You out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii, and everywhere you look, you are. But you had not developed the technique to see yourself, because you don't want to talk revolution, because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want to concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaner, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community. And in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are, and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did along give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
that has a negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Miss you, 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 mi was fighting with the devil's dog. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my hand like stale blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you solve a lion. Before the battle, world is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Wet your shirt, barrel spinning like the laundry drying. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I taught him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by walk speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that pot is a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them like surgic dithylamine. I decide what cryptic that to mean. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body, you're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge yard. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh my baby, is that a pussy or an open purse? Told the nurse, check my throat on first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I talked the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.